Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio with me is Miss Ronnie V.
Hey.
And Tanae.
Hi, everyone. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. We're actually recording this show on Mother's Day. So by the time you guys hear it, of course, it'll be after Mother's Day. But happy Mother's Day. We hope you had a good one to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day to Ronnie V and
thank
to Tanae.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. So my niece was home, and I told y'all I stopped watching The Housewives, right? Like, of Atlanta. I just got tired of the buffoonery. I couldn't take it. So she was home, and she was watching it on demand. Mm-hmm. And she was watching the third episode of the reunion. Mm-hmm. So I had told y'all, we had talked about that they fired Phaedra. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, learned last night that they fired Phaedra because of a lie that she spread about Candy. Mm-hmm. And that Candy and Todd, Phaedra told Portia that Phaedra told Portia that Candy told her that she and Todd planned to drug Portia, take her up to the room, and have a threesome.
What? But see, this is the thing about it. Portia don't need any drugs to have a threesome.
What are you trying to say about Portia?
I like Portia, but Portia does not need drugs to have a threesome. She don't need to be drugged anywhere. If anything, she might be drugged out the bedroom.
How
afterwards.
Do you know that she has threesomes? You're trying to say that Portia is down with the threesome. How do you know that?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying Portia's already said that she doesn't like Candy because Candy's a teapot, short and stout. Oh. So if she did like teapots, she said that maybe she would sip her tea.
Portia said that.
You didn't see the episode where she said, she was like, oh, mine tastes like sugar.
See, I didn't watch it this past season because I stopped watching.
That's all I have to say.
But here's my thing. If you're firing people on that show for lying, none of them would be there.
Everybody would be gone.
Everybody would be gone. I mean,
it was probably Candy's ugly face crying.
I don't think Candy's ugly.
No, her crying face is ugly.
Well, she cries at the drop of a dime. She cries at the drop of a dime.
But then would threaten you in the next breath.
Right.
Who you to say that about me? I almost choked the F out that beat. I said, what?
She does. She is, I call her Layla Ali. She thinks that she can beat everyone on that show.
She probably ain't never been in no fight.
She do got a mouthpiece on her though.
But she thinks she can beat everybody.
If she bites you, she might.
And then Miss Kenya rent a man more. Can we talk about lying? All the men you done paid to be on the show to be your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Let's not talk about people lying
on
the show.
Shut up. She wasn't lying. She paid them, so therefore they were her boyfriend
at the
time.
But they were not her boyfriends, though. She paid them to say they were her boyfriends.
But this is the thing about it. Maybe Kenya, or maybe she forgot, but I haven't. Didn't she get drugged the last reunion talking all that smack? And what's going on with Cynthia? I used to like Cynthia.
Ooh, yeah, I stopped liking Cynthia a while ago.
Like, I don't know what's going on with Cynthia.
She up there looking like the cowardly lion
with all of that hair on.
That's it's true.
It's Mother's Day. You shouldn't talk about women today.
Happy Mother's Day, Cynthia. But you, but you look like the cowardly lion up there with all that hair. But it was just a mess. And I was just saying, and then let's not talk about lies. How about Mama Joyce? Well, her word on the streets, and then she coming back telling people what word on the streets is, and then Candy goes and tells the other women what the mama said.
Lies.
That's what I'm saying.
I tell you.
If you're firing people for that, come on.
Everybody will be fired.
Exactly.
But you know what? I think what it really is, I think that Candy really so much cried about it, made up such a big scene. I'm a Sue. You know, did all this, so they had no choice but to let Phaedra go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did she?
That's what I really think happened. Oh, uh-huh. Because, you know, she was, you know, threatening to sue Portia about defamation of character. And I said, well, what about Mama Joyce over here spreading lies?
That's what Phaedra said. She was like, your mama told more lies on me than anybody.
Yeah.
And you got the nerve to now talk about lies? Now, which, if she told that lie, that was wrong. Because mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're talking about kidnapping and drugging people. I mean, that's, you know. And I think Candy said something about the feds came after her or something.
But you know what? The same way how the feds came to, I guess, what is it? Candy's house about Apollo's stuff.
Right.
What's the difference? And when she went out and said, I believe that Phaedra sent the feds to my house.
Right.
And now she's trying to say that Phaedra is the one who's stopping the old lady gang restaurant from the permits. No, Candy, you're just trying to do everything and be in everybody's pockets that you can't even pay your own employees. Number one.
How can Phaedra be stopping the old LG?
That's exactly what Phaedra said. I don't know either. But Candy said Phaedra has a lot of friends that work in downtown Atlanta in the offices. So they've been blocking Candy's liquor license. I said, all right, Candy.
And then you know what I thought about too? How about when Mama Joyce and then went around saying that Phaedra knew about what Apollo was doing?
Right.
That's a federal offense. If you were helping him and knew about that, mm-hmm. that's a federal offense. You can't be going around saying that.
Yeah.
But of course that didn't come out, of course. I think the whole thing is fake anyway, really.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
So last week we brought you a story about, did you guys hear about Smithfield's barbecue and how the police officers went in there and said that all of the staff, including the manager, started singing NWA's F the Police. Mm. Went all on Facebook talking about, y'all are tasteless and all of this other stuff.
Freedom of speech.
Well, come to find out, it did not happen.
What?
It did
How
not
How you make up a
happen.
Whole lie about a whole restaurant?
The company did a thorough investigation and found out that only one employee mouthed the words F the police. He mouthed it at one officer. Mm-hmm. Nobody sang, and especially no manager was involved in
that. I would sue them for defamation of character mm-hmm. and distress and all the phone calls and stuff that I've
because
got.
Because I haven't went to Smithfield because of that reason.
Please. Now, that one employee quit his job during the investigation because they probably pressured him to quit. And the lawyers for the restaurant is saying that the police were wrong to fabricate the story and put it on Facebook.
Exactly. Lawsuit.
Exactly. I mean, come on. Do you know how many
I was working there at that time, and I'm very distraught. That was my part-time job.
Yeah,
I worked there one day out of the week. I was there on that day.
Wait, hold on. When did you work at Smithfield's Barbecue?
That's my part-time job. I can't tell y'all everything. I got to get these coins, okay? I got to get these coins.
Oh, my God.
I worked there one day out of the week. I was there that day.
She did not work at Smithfield's Barbecue, ladies and gentlemen.
She was there that day.
Eating, probably.
You mean that little smudge that was on the wall? That was Roddy V, that little smudge.
Mute her.
Trump has just signed an executive order that will allow churches to endorse political candidates.
What?
Yes. Until now, because churches were tax exempt, they couldn't endorse candidates. Because if you're getting money from the federal government and you're not paying taxes, you shouldn't be out supporting any candidate, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly.
Well, Trump just changed all that. So now churches are going to be coming out, probably in the pulpit, by the way, telling people who they should vote for. And that's a problem for me.
Foolery.
Yeah.
When I go to church, I want to hear the word of God. I do not want anybody standing up on that stage telling me who I should vote for. Because what if the candidate that I back, you don't back?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that is just
wrong. You're not
going
to feel welcome.
My point exactly.
So I guess we should bring oranges to church from now on.
That ain't right. That is not right. And what would be the reason why we bringing oranges to church?
So we need some to launch.
Some snacks. There we go.
I'm just saying.
Snacks for the pastor.
Yep.
I just disagree with that completely. And, Trump, let's just, Trump is a hot mess.
Is he still there?
He is still. And I'm telling you, this stuff that's happening, he is. I don't know, y'all.
It's almost comical.
It really is comical. It's like, I don't even like to even talk about him anymore because it's like one thing after another.
That's called the snowball effect, a slippery slope.
Oh, Lord, I tell you. So I'm watching the Braxtons, right? And they are on vacation in Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Say that, Tanae. Oh, my gosh.
Say that again.
What?
Can you say Puerto Vallarta?
Puerto Vallarta.
What? Oh, my God. So they go to this house that used to be owned by Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor. You know those two used to be there. It was like two separate houses, right? But Richard bought one for him on one side, and he bought the other house for Liz, okay? Problem was, Richard was married at the time, and Liz Taylor was his side piece.
Well, the side piece had a whole house.
Yeah, but see, the wife didn't know.
That's how big the house
was. So let me tell you what he did. He built a bridge over both houses to connect so they could walk across to the other house back and forth without the paparazzi seeing them go in and out of the doors.
That's very clever.
This sounds like those little back tunnels that was in the White House supposedly with Marilyn Monroe.
Still there. They're still there. Tamar wanted, she wondered how the wife felt about it, because apparently it was like known all over Hollywood that these two were having a secret affair. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was secret, they known.
Well, you know, sometimes a secret, you know, sometimes it doesn't necessarily mean it's true.
Yeah.
Tony said, now this is what I want to get y'all opinion on. Tony said that her mother told her early on in her life that if a woman was not prepared to leave her man, then she should not ask about the other woman.
True.
Because it makes her look like a complete idiot. Because, number one, you're staying with this man knowing that you are sharing him with another woman. And that you are the one that looks pathetic. Okay? So if you're not going to leave him, shut your mouth. What do y'all think about that?
I agree. You know, you can't sit here and be mad about something that you are allowing. A lot of people get mad at the wrong people in situations like this. You should only be mad with yourself. Nobody is holding you at gunpoint. Nobody is making you stay there. If you are unhappy, leave. If you're not going to leave, then shut up and deal with it. It's real simple. It's very, very simple.
So in this situation, I believe that Ronnie V would be the one who would shut up and stay. She might even be like, bye, Richard, while he walks across the bridge. Hi, Liz.
Let me tell you, for me to stay in a situation like that, trust me, I'm doing me.
He got to be shelling
out
some coins.
If you taking care of home, and I ain't got to do nothing, I'm going to be doing
me. That's what I said.
Now, that's the other thing, because maybe the wife is like, okay, go on and do your little thing. I'm going to do mine. But I ain't going nowhere because I'm going to stay in this mansion.
Yeah, why would I give it all up to her? I mean, that's how some women think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but wouldn't it say they were Bill and Camille?
Yes.
So.
Yeah, would you leave Bill for $400 million?
I wouldn't want no pudding pops anymore. You got to have more than pudding pops for me, but
But I thought that was good advice. Like, if you're not going to leave, then just shut up about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Still pretend you don't know. You know, when someone tells you, oh, my God, I saw Richard and Liz, you know, they were out for dinner. Oh, no, you know, he was hungry. Liz had a problem there.
As I'm buying my 4-carat diamond ring, of course.
Yeah, no, ring. It's for my toe.
I was there.
Like, this is what I believe. Broke men shouldn't cheat. If you can't take care of home, like, you ain't taking care of home and you cheating, she better be able to take care of you. I mean, I think it should be some type of policy set in place.
That makes sense.
For what you can and cannot do.
That makes sense.
It's real simple.
That makes a lot of sense.
But listen, I have a story for you guys. I have not shared this with you, but I just found this out yesterday. And it was a person that I work with that, so I'm going to tell you the scenario and then we'll discuss it on the break when we come back. So it's a husband and a wife. The wife have a girlfriend.
Okay. The wife has a girlfriend?
The wife have a girlfriend that she went out and met and brought home. So the husband, the wife, and the girlfriend all live together. The husband and wife have 3 kids. The girlfriend is the second mom. All the kids know about her. She babysits. She keeps. The husband and the girlfriend have date nights. And then the girlfriend and the wife have date nights. And then it's family nights. Right? Okay, so y'all got that right. Y'all following me?
Yes.
The husband has a girlfriend.
Another girlfriend outside another of girlfriend. The wife and the live-in yes. girlfriend.
No. Actually, I'm sorry. I said it wrong. The husband and the wife share the girl. The wife has a boyfriend.
Oh, my God. What?
Take a break.
Rhonda B, we got to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. And we really must hear the rest of this story. Back in a moment. Are back. Thanks for coming back with us. Ronnie V must continue this story. So let's set this up again. There's a husband and wife. Mm-hmm. Okay. The wife has a girlfriend mm-hmm. that is now living in the house with the husband.
No, they're not living together.
But she just comes in.
She cohabitates. Second mom.
As the second mom.
And the husband also has relations with the girlfriend.
Okay. Okay. Now the wife also has a boyfriend.
Yes. And she is currently pregnant.
By the boyfriend?
By her husband. So we say.
Wait a minute.
And look, you have to think. I'm eating in the break room.
And this is the husband telling you this.
Yes. I mean, just very, like, this is, see, this is what he say. This is what we enjoy. This is what we agreed upon. Like, because I'm looking at him like, you sorry piece of, but I have to look at the wife the same way.
Exactly.
But if they both agree and this is how they live, so this is where the twist come in at. The wife has a boyfriend. They are about to set up a contract where they're about to be common law marriage or something like that. So the husband and the wife.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The wife is pregnant with the husband's baby. That's what he told me. She has a boyfriend that is about to move in the house with them, and they have a, because I'm like, how is she's going to marry this guy and you guys are married?
She can't marry him.
He said it's this contract. They have like a legal contract where they have to think about the property that's already set with the husband and wife, and then the property and
that they two have
that he's bringing into it. It's like a legal binding contract, but the boyfriend is about to move in with the family.
The husband.
So how is the girlfriend going to feel?
Well, the girlfriend still has her own place, but the girlfriend plays like
she's sleeping with the husband too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And she had a miscarriage last month, and she was pregnant with the husband's baby. And so I'm sitting here eating at lunch in my break room, and he's saying this like he just said, "Hey, I proposed to
yeah,
my girl."
Right.
And I'm looking at him like, hold on. Food done got cold. I didn't want to eat no more. I'm
what?
Like,
you didn't want to eat anymore.
Oh, yes, I was very baffled. And he's like, yes. So next month he's moving into the home. So I said, hold on.
How big is the house? Do you know how big the house is? Like, that's a lot of people in a house.
You ready?
Yeah.
It's a trailer.
Oh!
It's a trailer. But they have this land, a whole lot of land where
you can build, you can put some more stuff on.
But he's moving in with the whole family. The whole family. The boyfriend is moving in. And, you know, like I said,
I just lost interest when you said trailer.
The husband and the girlfriend have date nights. The girlfriend and the wife have date nights. And then the girlfriend, like, the kids know her as mom. Like, it's no, she's sneaking through the back door and leaving before the kids get up.
She got a key.
What type of newfangled mess is this?
And he's looking at me like, any more questions? Ask what? I'm like, I don't understand. I don't get it.
Here is what, now.
What you should have said was, you know what? What is it?
What? Okay. On one hand, if ain't nobody getting hurt, and everybody understands it is what it is,
and they are very
everybody's
happy.
In agreement, and you're happy, more power to you. So on the second, I that's too much. That's
my
too
question
messy.
Would have been, so is the husband going to be with the boyfriend as well?
See, I was thinking about that too.
Hold up. Ask that question. I did. I mean, he was very open about everything else. It was no limits to the things that I wanted to know. So I asked him, have he ever had relations with the boyfriend? He said no.
Okay.
I said, because, you know, so I
said, everybody's sharing.
Yeah. I said, so you've never been in the room with the wife and the boyfriend? He said no. That's what he said.
Okay. Okay.
But at this point, he has no reason to lie.
Well, that's true.
Right. You didn't already say it the worst.
But, and I also asked him, I said, how do you know this is not the boyfriend's child? You know what he said?
Right.
He said, because they use condoms, the boyfriend and the wife. I said, but you don't use condoms with the girlfriend. He said, no.
What?
Jerry Springer all day.
What?
I had to share this story because
I'm still stuck on trailer. I'm trying to picture where everyone is living.
Yeah,
at.
I'm trying to figure out. Maybe it's a triple wide.
It may be like a big
is it
mobile
a triple
home.
Wide?
I don't know. I don't know. But
how many children does the husband and wife have?
I said three.
They have three, and she has one on the way.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot
four.
Of people.
Four. At most, you could probably two in each room. So.
Yeah, but how many rooms can a trailer have?
Maybe each of them have their own trailer. That's what maybe Vonnie kind of got confused.
I asked, and I mean, they are very happy and content.
Now, okay, are you saying mobile home or trailer?
It may be a mobile home.
Okay,
mobile
yeah. Home. You know, they have like double wide mobile homes, stuff like that.
Oh, but they put a foundation on
uh-huh,
there.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, okay. Yeah, because, you know. Yeah. You know, when we think about mobile homes.
That's still a lot of people, though.
But, you know, I've seen a lot of, like, houses that are already built, and I see them on those big, long.
Yeah.
Yes, it could be one of those houses.
Yeah.
But when you said trailer, I thought about was.
Yeah, like the little long, the rectangle trailer.
Well, you can see under the house.
Right.
I thought about Rabbit and his mama. Come here, Rabbit.
Oh, my God.
And this
from
is the
8 Mile.
And I asked him, I said, well, why does the boyfriend have to move in? Why can't things stay the way it is? And you know what
he's
saying?
Money.
Younger.
Money.
No.
What?
Because she loves him. Because she loves him.
What kind of newfangled crap is going on here?
I'm going to see if you want to be on the show.
Really? Seriously?
And he would. And you know what? He's like, he can talk to you about anything. He's very intelligent. But when I was back there listening to everything that he was telling me, because, you know, I'm like, hold on, you don't want from A to Z. Let's go from A to B. Let's start from here. Mm-hmm. And it was, I mean,
I would have had to clock out.
We had people, and it wasn't just me in the break room. We had several other people. It was one woman that was like so furious with him. And I'm looking at her like, why are you mad with him?
Yeah.
Are you not listening to the whole story? Right. The wife has a boyfriend also.
Everybody is happy with
yes.
it. I don't understand it. And it couldn't be me, but more power to you. If that's how you want to live
your life. The girlfriend goes to the doctor's appointments with her. You know, hold her hand. She's going to be in the delivery room. She was in the – matter of fact, they just had a son. He's two. But the girlfriend was in the delivery room. It was him,
no,
the girlfriend, and the wife.
Myrtle?
Yeah.
Though, you know what? The wife needs to be careful because from what I'm hearing, you can sneeze on her right now.
And she'll get pregnant.
But it is. I was very flabbergasted.
The things that are really going on out
so
here.
So she's pregnant and dating.
Yes. She's you know, pregnant I'm, by the husband but got a boyfriend.
And she loves him. And they're
you
getting married next month.
Well, they
well,
can't be getting
well,
married.
They're having some type of legal binding contract.
You know what? I wonder what the boyfriend tells the parents. This is my...
Right. Like, what do you tell people?
But the kids call her mom. And so I asked him. I said, well, have the boyfriend been around the kids? Yes. They know who he is.
How old is this guy?
How old are the children?
One is two.
He may be around late 30s, early 40s.
He's doing a lot.
I just want to see what the wife looks like. I know what he looked like. I want to see what the wife looked like.
Wow.
Now, if the wife pops up looking like Angelina Jolie, then I may can understand a few more things.
Not wrinkled lips. That's Angelina Jolie.
I like
Jolie.
Angelina.
I hate her lips.
Her lips are what
her
make
lips
her.
Makes her face like it
lips.
Stink.
Oh,
really,
what?
Seriously, I'm serious. She's always looked kind of nasty
Too
to me.
Too much Botox.
She looks kind of nasty.
I don't even think it's Botox.
I don't know, but
yes.
those lips.
If you look at movies that she had at the beginning of her career and now, they are blown up like Daffy Duck.
Just like breasts and hips grow, why can't lips and cheeks grow?
They do grow with Botox. Help.
With Botox. So there is a book that was just released called Beyond Love, written by a woman named Akia Brown, who is the wife of a very successful black man. The book is causing all kinds of problems in the black community because she suggests in the book that the only way to keep a successful black man is to let him have side chicks. She reveals that at one point in their marriage, they had two sister wives, which is what you're talking about. This other girl is sort of like a sister wife. Mm-hmm. Now, do you agree?
No.
With the only way to keep a successful black man is to let him have side chicks.
It got to just be black.
She was coming from a black perspective.
The only side thing he'll be having is corn and cabbage with his meat. You understand me? That's the only sides you're going to be getting. You want the left side of the bed or the right side of the bed? That's the only sides you're going to get.
I look at it like this. Me personally, no. When I marry, if I'm not enough for you, first of all, that's going to be determined before we get married. But I feel like when people have these open relationships and it's something that they agree to, and if it keeps the both of them happy, you know, based on not just one-sided, but both in agreement, to each his own.
Okay, so what are the pros of this, of letting him keep his side chicks? I guess number one pro, she gets to keep him still. She still gets to be married, benefits, right, and all that, right? Health insurance.
Right. She's the wife, and those are just side pieces. And, you know, he does what he does with his side pieces. And, you know, but she's still the wife.
Okay, so what? Second pro. Anybody?
I don't know. I guess he stays.
And then if you narrow it down to just like two people, you ain't got to worry about him, you know, being that this is in agreement, screwing 30 other more people.
But didn't Robin Thicke and Paula Twisted Mouth Patton had the same?
It was said that they had that sort of agreement.
Well, see, the only difference is he went outside and was having relations with this woman without her.
That's right.
So if the contract and the agreement is we can do it together, then together is the both of us there at the same time.
Ring that.
You know, that's how I see it. But, I mean, we're having all these conversations about side chicks. Women have side pieces all the time.
We have friends. You understand me?
Hold on. First of all, don't say we. She's telling on herself.
No, I'm speaking generally. We.
Hit the button. Hit the bell.
I am speaking in general.
Well, I'm going to let you speak in general after the break. We'll be right back in just a moment. Thanks for coming back with us. Before we went to break, we were talking about there's a book out called Beyond Love by Akia Brown. And she talks about in the book that the only way to keep a successful black man is to let him have side chicks. And so Ronnie V told a story earlier about this blended family, husband and a wife, and they all got girlfriends and boyfriends and everybody's coming and going. Yeah. And it seems to be working for them. Mm-hmm. So, and again, it wouldn't be for me, but I mean, you know, that's me, you know, somebody else might not be. But Ronnie, you had something interesting when we were on break. And what was it?
My question is, why aren't men as open-minded to us having side pieces, you know, openly, than they expect us to be with them having side?
Well, apparently your coworker is, you know, but I wonder if he didn't have a side piece, would he be open to his wife having this boyfriend? You know what I mean?
So. Like I say, I think it boils down to communication. And I just, this is my thing though. When you marry someone, like if, cause this is the way I would feel. I'm not enough to satisfy you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why should you have to bring someone else in?
Right.
You know, and then these people are, and half of the time when people are creating these triangles, you are losing your spouse to this person, whether it's the woman leave you all together and be with this other woman, or the man end up leaving the woman and being with this side piece.
Right.
Be careful what you invite into That's your
true.
Bedroom.
That is true.
Because mm-hmm. the thrill, sometimes a thrill is just for the moment.
Right.
And when that thrill is gone.
Most thrills are for the moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, you can't recreate those moments every time you bring another person into your bedroom.
Wow.
That's just like, you know, your first hit of that crack.
Yeah.
You can't get that high yeah. again. Yeah.
You know, I think men are more territorial than women are. So, you know, and I think that men are not as forgiving, because most men, if their wives cheated on them, it's a wrap. Mm-hmm. Most men, they just can't get that image yeah. out of their head.
Just
you
like
know.
A green leaf.
Right. Right. That my wife, that another man has defiled my wife.
Mm-hmm. But will a man feel the same way if your woman leave you for another woman? Does it messes with your ego? Is it the same intent of how you looking at them as cheating with a man? Like, cheating is cheating. So how do you take that? Would you feel worse because they left you for a woman?
I don't think so.
Why?
You know what? Because here's the thing, and vice versa. If a man leaves his wife for another man, she can take solace that it was nothing that she did not do. It was nothing that she did. It was nothing that she's lacking, because obviously
something she couldn't give
right,
him.
It was something she could not give him. It wasn't because she was inept or, you know, she, you mm-hmm. know, she was deficient in something, but she couldn't give him what it is that he was craving. So I think that a woman should take solace in that.
Okay,
now,
so
if he left her for another woman, then I could see her saying, but well, what was wrong with me?
Yeah.
You know, what is it that I didn't have, you know, that she has? But for another man, she can't compare herself to another man. And vice versa. Vice versa. If a woman leaves a man for another woman, then that's not anything on him. Mm-hmm. You know, it was she wanted what he could not give her. Mm-hmm. So that's and I'm not saying you should take solace in it, but I'm just saying that to me, it wouldn't be as hard to take.
Well, see, this is my thing. So and this is just some things that I've thought about. Like, so if a man leave his woman for another man, I wonder if it was ever talked about, like, OK, so say if he is the receiver, being able to come to your wife and saying, hey babe, how about you go get a strap on? Like, having those type of conversations before, because if that's the one thing that a woman can't give you, it's other things that can suffice for the physical of another man. Like, what about
yeah
those
but
conversations?
But see, it's mental. Though.
Oh, okay.
It has a lot to do with mentality.
I knew someone who had married a bisexual man. Now, the man had relations with men and with women. And, you know, it's just like they got married and he's now a straight heterosexual male. I sometimes wonder.
I just don't see people get. You can't just go back. I'm straight. 2017. I don't see that.
Well, you can, because again, you can choose not to. He can say, you know what, I'm not going to be with
any
more men.
You're not going to act.
Yes,
right.
But that doesn't make you not what
well, that's
it was
true.
Before.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
You know, a lot of people think it cleans your slate. It doesn't.
That's right.
You
that's
just
right.
not physically acting on it, but just I just
kind of wonder, like, how is that possible? Like, you know, I mean, I've
what, not acting on your urges?
I mean, no, kind of like with Greenleaf, how he wants to cure himself. I just do not think you can cure yourself of that. I think it's something that is ultimately you, and that's what you want to do, who you want to be with, and what you like. It's just like, how do you cut that part of yourself off?
Well, see,
it's
I
easy.
Think with him, to cure yourself, like, so to say, from what we know, he never went into the act of being with a man.
But here he did in his mind, mentally and emotionally, he was. He really was, because he was already looking and well, you know, he's kissing on the lawyer. Mm-hmm. And, oh, I got to watch Greenleaf. I didn't watch it this week. Oh, it's taped.
You need to watch
it. I know I need to watch it. I haven't even watched it yet. But it was because emotionally, and see, that is why she decided to divorce him. Mm-hmm. Because emotionally, you're gone. You may not have done the deed yet.
So if you're saying if you think it, you are.
Well, if a man is having feelings for other men, you're gay. You might not have acted on it. That's something totally different.
Okay, so what's the difference? Okay, say as a woman, you see women all the time and you say, you know, she's beautiful. And you're noticing that you're acknowledging.
But that's
the
different.
Yeah, that's
different.
But mentally, you're looking like, so that makes. But
saying, oh, she's pretty. That's not the same thing as mm.
Okay, say it wasn't mm. So now you're gay because you're mm in your head.
I think so, because I think that let's define gay. Being attracted to the same sex. You don't even have to act on it.
Everybody's gay.
No, everybody is not gay.
I look at it like that.
Everybody is not gay.
Mental.
Listen to me, people. Attracted meaning,
okay, but what if it's one person you looked at
okay,
like one female. Like if a woman looked at one female like that, that makes her gay.
In my opinion, and I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, if you are sexually attracted to the same sex, you are gay. I'm not talking about, oh, she's pretty. Oh, you know what? That's a good looking dude right there. That ain't necessarily make you gay because you say, he looks sharp. You know, it's a good looking dude. That doesn't make you gay. But if you look at that dude and say, wait a minute now.
But what if it's
gay?
One?
Look.
What do you think, Tanae?
I would think acting on it would make you.
Nope. It's not the act. It's the attraction. It is not the act. Do you know how many men are attracted to men and they never go through with it? Do you know how many women are attracted to other women, but they never go through with it?
So
but
it doesn't
you
make
are
them
attracted.
Gay.
Yeah. It makes you gay, the mere fact that you are sexually attracted to the same sex.
It could be that person in general.
Like I
said, it doesn't have to be that
they
have.
Then you're bisexual.
I can agree with that then.
Then you're bi.
Without the act.
Which is still gay.
I don't know.
No, don't do it.
Honey.
No.
I mean, I just, you know, you try to just wonder what takes place and what makes it okay or not okay, you know? Like for instance, so
look up the word gay.
We was having a conversation. It was a group of women, and I remember saying, because the question was, would you allow a woman to orally please you? And see, with me and another man, the sexual gratification of oral to me is more pleasing than the other. So my mind frame is like, my answer would be no, because of the pleasure that I get out of that compared to the other one, and I may enjoy it. So does that make me?
Well, I never thought that far, so I don't know.
Right.
No, think about it.
Yeah. What does it say?
Okay, so gay is considered to be a homosexual male or female, often used to describe something stupid or unfortunate.
What? What you look up?
Okay, hold on.
I
think I'm on Urban.
Look
on.
In the dictionary.
What's her name? Is it Miriam?
Yeah, Miriam Webster.
Miriam Webster.
And see, to me, under gay, then you have your homosexual, meaning you're just only attracted to the same. Then you've got your bisexual, which means you're attracted to both. And then, you know, your trans people. Although some people, trans people say that they may not be gay. But I, you know, that trans thing confuses me a lot about that.
Okay, so it's used, and this is what the meaning of gay is according to the dictionary. It is saying that, okay, it's basically just saying attracted to the same sex.
Does it say sexually, so, though?
Yes, in the same homosexual acts. That's what it's stating.
So it doesn't say mental.
So it's saying relating to or characterized by a tendency to direct sexual desire towards another of the same sex.
Correct.
Is also or involving sexual activity between persons of the same sex.
So correct. Thinking or acting on it.
That is correct.
Oh.
Because think about this.
But it says direct.
Think about gay people when they tell you that they knew they were gay at 5 and 6 years old. They ain't having sex at 5 or 6 years old. But they know that they are attracted to other little boys. They know that they are attracted to other little girls. But they're not having sex.
So gay is the attraction.
Yes. That's what I think.
Attraction.
It is the sexual attraction to the same sex. Like a lot of bisexual people think they're not gay. Yeah, you are. Because not only you might be attracted to women too, but you're also attracted to men. So, yes.
But what about those people who are like... I don't know what it's called, but they're attracted to the person in general.
Yeah, they say that. That's bisexual. That means that you are bisexual.
They have new words for it.
Well, whatever they call it, but that's exactly what that means. So
like you said, just saying, oh, she's pretty. So
that doesn't make you gay. No.
Yeah, that's not an attraction.
No.
You're just acknowledging
exactly.
A pretty person.
Exactly. That's not gay. That's
not gay.
You're
not gay.
What?
It's okay.
That's not gay.
It's okay to acknowledge other people's beauty.
Yeah, it's true.
I have
true.
No problem saying it when it's someone true. Is pretty, and I have no problem
have
saying when someone's
you
ugly.
You sure don't have no problem saying when somebody's ugly. You ought to be shaming yourself.
Yeah, she really should.
If
she
someone really should. Is ugly, they are ugly. You understand me? There are first
ugly.
Of all,
isn't
there are
you
no ugly people.
I'm about to say, which one of y'all
that's
said
right.
that? Yes, there
no,
are some
they are
ugly
just
people.
Physically, oh, wait, no.
They are just
no.
physically
rewind
challenged.
The tape back. There are no such thing as ugly people. It's unattractive people.
That's okay. right.
Ugly, unattractive, whatever.
It's not,
because
it's
you know, I've been called ugly, and
well, yeah, I get that.
Obviously, oh my God,
I get that.
It's Mother's Day, Bible.
There are ugly people on Mother's Day.
You know what? When we think
there are
about
ugly people whatever, on Mother's Day,
when we think about ugly, I will never forget about the man that sued his wife.
Yes,
that had the plastic
the ugly
surgery.
Children.
Yes, before he met her. And he had 3 kids, but how do you go and say, hey, I want a DNA because my kids are ugly?
Yeah.
Like, as a parent,
yeah.
How did you even, and then to have a relationship with your kids after you, I mean, you're on the news saying that you have ugly kids and you want DNA, and then to find out they're yours.
Right.
What type of relationship do you want to have with them at
yeah,
this point?
Yeah,
I'm
not
sure. Or do
they want
to have with you?
But you know what? I wonder if they were told. I wonder if they ever will be
told. They know
told
how to Google.
That
well, you know what? In China, they don't have like Google and all that. So
yes,
they
do.
Yes, they do have
they don't
Google
have Facebook.
Are you crazy?
Yes, she is. She
Facebook
must be crazy.
Is worldwide,
you know
hunty.
What? You guys, you two here.
W dot.
You guys are.
Bible.
Worldwide is.
Bible. They have Facebook in China. Trust.
Oh. Eric, she didn't know what W.
You didn't know what www dot was? World Wide Web was?
Ooh, says the Facebook queen. But O-M-G. You know what?
OMG.
Those pictures before she was.
Yes, she
ferocious.
Was. Yes, she was.
She was like.
Yes, she was.
I mean, unattractive.
I'm sorry.
You know what? Y'all need to stop.
It seemed like one half of her face was like missing. Like, did they put a filler on that side?
I'm not messing with you. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay right with me.
Can't be real. You're not here with me.
Hey, thanks for coming back with us. So a professor at Elon University said that she is leaving her home in Burlington, North Carolina, and moving back to Canada because of the racism that she and her family face on a daily basis.
In Canada?
She's moving back to Canada. She lives in Burlington, North Carolina, here, not too far from here. She is white and is married to a Hispanic man from Nicaragua. The final straw, she said, came last fall when her husband was pulled over for a third time by police in Greensboro. The officer accused her husband of not wearing a seatbelt, even though she says that they both were definitely wearing a seatbelt. She said her husband told the officer he had to get his ID from the back of his car, because I guess his bags or briefcase was in the back. But when he got out, the officer reached for his gun.
Can't be too careful.
Well, I was thinking about that, too. She said that her kids are constantly being harassed also.
Are they criminals?
No, they're just part Hispanic.
You know what? Poor her. Poor her for having to endure a touch of racism.
Well, that's why she's moving.
Profiling.
Yeah,
you know, it's a good thing she was not born black.
Well,
it's a great thing because
maybe we all should move to Canada.
Right.
Yeah. Alaska. I mean, why not?
You know what? Tell Tanae. Tanae says, get over it. Get some tough skin. If not, pack it back to Canada.
Well, that's what she's going to do. But, you know, it's just sad in 2017. You know, we're still dealing with, I mean, we've had some of the worst racism, I think, that we've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
We really, really have.
Not just racism, but violence.
Yeah.
Also, it's crazy.
It's just the same that a state that I live in, you know, North Carolina, you know, it is Southern, but is, you know, that kind of stuff is still happening. So Lil Wayne's daughter, Reginae, ain't that how to pronounce her name? Reginae.
Like Reginae.
Was attacked. Along with her friend Lourdes at an orientation event at Clark Atlanta University. Apparently, they were jumped by a group of girls at a show for new members of Beta Psi chapter of Omega Sci-Fi fraternity. So supposedly there's like video of the incident. They said that the two girls were not bothering anyone.
Who's the two girls?
Reginae and the Lourdes. They weren't bothering anyone, and the girls just attacked them. Why can't people mind their own business?
Are you talking about the girls or Reginae?
The girls.
Okay.
I mean, why? I mean, and you know the only reason is because she's Lil Wayne's daughter. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason why she was attacked.
No, I mean, because if I wasn't really big on social media, I wouldn't know that was her. I don't know. I mean, because she doesn't really do anything. Like, you know, she doesn't rap.
She's been on two TV shows.
She has.
Isn't Reginae part of the girl group that Tiny's daughter was
in?
She had
been out that group, right?
Yeah, but
she
they
was
were
part
still,
of it, like,
yeah.
Briefly.
And didn't the mama have a reality show? The mama had a reality show.
Well, yeah, but she doesn't like, she's an entertainer. She doesn't. You know, from what I'm seeing, she didn't really do anything for people to really like want to.
She's known, and you know, probably somebody said, "Well, you know, Lil Wayne's daughter is coming." You know, they probably that's Lil Wayne's daughter. That's little. You know that the word was going around of who she was.
Well, she is. She do be in the social media, like fussing with people and arguing. So
does she really?
Yeah, she got in an argument with Christina Milian one time.
Christina Milian?
Yeah, you know, Lil Wayne's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You know, and then the mama jumped in and said, well, you know, I don't understand why she's all on TV crying about Lil Wayne. She was with him for all of 2 seconds. she was like, you know, I was married to him. You know, I was like, what?
Wow.
I'm just like,
I just think it's a shame because I saw the video. Now, I didn't see Reginae up close, but I saw the video. The two girls were standing there, and then all of a sudden, this group of girls just started like hitting them and pouncing on them.
You know what? Let me tell you. Sometimes people bother you. Let me update y'all on what happened with my daughter. You remember I told you it was some girls that at her school,
little Layla,
that was trying to jump on her and fight her, talking about her being in a gang. Well, last week, one of the little girls came into my daughter's classroom to fight her. And my daughter got to a point where she was just sick and tired and fed up of being bullied, running, you know, going to the teachers.
And they're not doing anything.
Nobody's doing anything about it. I've went to the teachers. I've went to the principal, the Board of Education, and nothing happened. I'm not saying this to encourage anything, but sometimes things have to be put on Front Street. So to say the least, the little girl ran up on my daughter, and my daughter beat her up. And sometimes things just need to happen. I don't think that they're going to bother her anymore. You know, like I said, my daughter was very, I mean, she was trying to prevent, you know, these things from happening, but the little girl just bothered her for the last time. And, you know, they got suspended, but nothing has been, like, since my daughter has been at the school, nobody has bothered her. Nothing else has been said about it. And, you know, sometimes you have to put bullies in their place.
Really?
You know, and I hate it had to come down to that, but you ran up on the wrong one. That's all I got to say.
Really? So. Because my grandmother used to always say, if you beat the ringleader, all the rest of them will leave you alone.
Exactly.
I always say that. But, you know, and that goes back, and, you know, when you first started talking about, you know, a couple of shows back about, you know, what was happening, I still say that these teachers and these principals, because didn't you say that the principal told you, oh, well, tomorrow she'll be beaten up, she'll be bothering some other child.
Exactly, exactly.
I mean, how do you say that? You know that you have a problem child in this school.
That's right.
And that this child is harassing and bullying the other students, mm-hmm. and you've done absolutely nothing about it.
And you remember the mother was not allowed on campus.
Yes.
The mother was banned from a Wake County public school. So what does that say? The apple don't fall too far from the tree.
The apple's still hanging on the tree, if you ask me.
Side by side.
Right.
And the principal, oh, don't worry about it. She'll be harassing another child next week. How do you even say something like that?
Exactly.
You know, I went through that.
You know, when I went there, she was trying to apologize, and you know, I said and
the principals,
and I said when I reached out to the Board of Education, they said that you would be getting back in contact with me to let us know the plan of action. You know, what are you planning on doing? I've never heard from you. Well, you know, I understand as a principal you have a lot of duties, but that's not my concern.
This is one of them. This is one of your duties.
Exactly. My concern was for my daughter, you know, and it was just excuse after excuse. But now I don't think you'll be calling me no more.
Yeah, but you know what? She might not be calling you, but she's going to be calling some other parent.
Exactly.
Because
she's
that girl,
be more proactive.
Exactly. Because that girl is now, she probably won't, she'll leave your daughter alone probably, but she's just going to go after. I do not understand this. I was reading online the other day about an 11-year-old boy committing suicide because he was bullied constantly at school.
See, I can't. I'm the type of mother. If my child is being bullied, I just can't.
I mean,
because I know I went to high school and I was bullied in high school. It took me slapping a girl glasses off her face for her to finally see and realize that Tenene was not playing.
Well, you weren't bullied because if you were, you know, ready to fight back, you know, most people will bully people that they know won't fight back.
Well, see, because I, you know, back then I was a smaller, petite girl. And
yes, very smaller.
I watch it. And, you know, I was new and I didn't really speak to many people. I wasn't very articulate. I like to come to school, do my work, go home. That's what I did. And, you know, sometimes people say, hi, I'm, hello. You know, I wasn't outspoken as I am. Kind of like, I don't know, like my 10th, 11th grade year. But, yeah, I mean, I had a cousin who had a best friend who bullied me on the school bus every day. And she just sat there and watched it.
Well.
You know, I had to pull the girl ponytail off. Because she kept saying it was her. And I kept saying, it's not. It's not. You know, but it's sad. I mean, a lot of things, the school bus is very...
Yeah.
It's wild.
And that's another thing. I mean, it's like people send their children to school
to
and
learn.
They expect to be protected. Mm-hmm. And you as a principal and as teacher, first of all, like I've told you before, these teachers aren't getting paid what they think they should be getting paid.
Well, they don't
and
do
they don't
it.
Care.
My thing about it is, if you're in it for the money, you shouldn't be teaching.
Well, that's true, too. But simple. They need to make a living, though.
Exactly.
They need to make a living. But you know,
you ever seen Bad Teacher with Cameron Diaz?
I've never seen that before.
So make, look, make a living like Cameron Diaz did.
How did she make a living in that movie?
She was trying to marry rich.
I know, that's right.
She was a teacher. And she, I guess, you know, salary wasn't really good. And she came home one day, and the rich fiance mother was like, you know, he's leaving you. Well, you know, what's today? Oh, my God, it's his birthday. And, you know, and she's like, no. But he's like, Mom, she knows my birthday, don't you? She's, yeah. What is it, your mother's birthday? Who birthday is it? You know, she done bought a gift, little basket of cheese that somebody gave her at work, halfway eating out of here, sweetie.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, I mean, you know, they just got to do better here at these schools.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They really have to do better at these schools. Tanae, do you want to know why you don't have any friends?
Well,
this is my next subject.
Right. I don't have any friends because of the simple fact of my close friends are more like family.
Okay. Here's why. You gossip. You choose a relationship over them. You know, I hate that. I hate
when you're always single. That's why.
Shut up. I hate when somebody gets in a relationship and totally forgets about their friends.
Exactly.
Until they break up. And then here you call it, hey, what's up?
And then here you go. Mm-hmm.
Here you go. What click. Is it? Click. You don't really care about them. Meaning you don't really, you know, ask how they're doing.
You're selfish.
You're unbothered about that.
Yeah, you always call them asking them, well, what are we going to eat today?
You're too jealous. You've seen people who, if your friend has another friend that you're not friends with and they hang out with them, they get jealous over that.
I hate that. Yeah, I really hate that.
But people can have other friends other than you.
I had to tell one of my friends, you get somewhere and sit down. You understand me? Sit down. She's taking me out to eat today. Can you beat that?
Right.
Can you beat that?
Selfish. You see how selfish she's not even considering her feelings. She's selfish.
Well, I mean, I could take you. We can go to Chili's. Nah, we're going to Red Lobster. Can you beat that? Yes or no? Well, I don't get paid next. All right. Well, I'll see you next week.
Mm. You only like to do things you want to do.
At the end of the day, it's about me. I'm just kidding.
No, it is not.
I am just kidding. You know
and
what?
You
Stop
are
it.
Unpleasant to be around.
Ooh, Ronnie V.
If you're
you.
Always
especially when you're passing gas.
Oh, Ronnie V. Lord, have mercy.
Won't you just itching?
I mean, oh!
Won't your crack just on fire?
Oh, my God.
Talk to me passing gas.
What is happening
That's
here?
That's all she does. That's all she does. And then look at you with a little sly grin. Wait for it to fume and come up your way because they be silent. And then
silent
you,
but deadly.
Yeah, you look to the left and she over there.
I don't know. Definition of character. Where is candy?
That's true, Tanae. You do have silent but deadly.
I need to borrow candy. Can I borrow your face? I can't stand y'all to sit here and do me like this. Zombie pissing gas. I don't.
Oh, but you do. Oh, but you do.
No.
Well, that is all the time we have for today. We thank you guys for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week. Bye for now. Go on and say it today.
Tell today. Oh,
we'll see you next week. The mic just melted.
Okay. Goodbye. A lot could be.